This is Marketplace from APM. I'm David Gura.
I guess I received 10, maybe 15 emails today from charities and nonprofits making desperate-seeming end-of-the-year fundraising appeals. One had the subject line, "You still have time, David." Another read, "We are this close." Maybe you've wondered, as I did today, how you ended up on some of these lists. Well, when you give to your favorite charities, some of them share your information with other nonprofits. Marketplace's Annie Baxter explains why.
We've all heard about how for-profit businesses try to get their hands on our contact information. They want to solicit us as customers and sometimes sell our information to other companies. Turns out nonprofits are hungry for that kind of information, too.
There are several ways to get names out of the marketplace.
That's Molly Elliott, director of marketing at the nonprofit Doctors Without Borders. She says charities can rent lists of potential donors from what are called list brokers. The charities can then send just one cold solicitation to each name on the list.
List rental can cost anywhere from around $50 per thousand up to about $220 per thousand, depending on the list.
To avoid those costs, charities like Doctors Without Borders will sometimes share donor lists with other organizations whose missions don't overlap too much, but whose supporters might be kindred spirits.
We did some analysis, I think, in 2009 that showed that our average donor was giving to seven other organizations.
Some fundraising consultants think sharing donor lists is too risky. It could put donors off.
I just don't think it's a good practice at all.
Gail Perry is an international fundraising consultant. She says donor list sharing can lead to donor poaching.
What if the other charity does a better job in fundraising and all of a sudden your donor is no longer giving to you, they're giving to the other charity? You've just lost a great donor.
But Molly Elliott at Doctors Without Borders says no one is handing over their prized possessions.
No one exchanges their donors who've given $1,000 or more with anyone.
Elliott says it's more like the small-time donors who are probably going to vary who they donate to each year anyway. I'm Annie Baxter for Marketplace.